Listen up and watch if you're able to a podcast called The Reacher Roundtable. Sounds like a sex robot, I swear it's not. I wrote it down, never heard it out loud. We got Brian Reacher and his friend Chris Reacher. It's a Reacher Roundtable. Reacher, 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 Reacher Roundtable.
The quality of that sounded really bad.
Oh, Brian, you can't let it keep playing.
So, I did that kind of on purpose.
For the audio listeners, we once again went to the Patreon to play the song because we, of course, don't have a – that's my fault. I don't have a any sort of copy of the song somehow. And then Brian played it from the last episode, episode – one of season two. So we're going to continue to do that. We're going to play it off of the last episode, and we're going to degrade the audio so much by the end of it that it will be unlistenable.
It'll be like those memes on Facebook, right? Yeah. Like the ones that have just been over and over again. I think it's great for that. How you doing, Chris Reacher?
Hey, not too bad, Brian Reacher. I just finished watching episode two of the Reacher season two. And we just before we started, I said great episode. You said, oh, it was all right. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you were not as impressed as I was. I loved the episode. I thought it was fantastic. A lot of like right off the bat, we'll get into it. We have this clip, but I mean, it starts with a bang.
We do have to, before we get to Reacher, on Reacher Roundtable, we haven't done a show in a while, last week, and that was before I got the Titanic. Everybody, Brian's got the Titanic. There we go.
I didn't clap there. You notice you only would have heard one clap. No, I saw a thing because I've been doing some research for the Lego Guys episode, as you know. Mm-hmm. And holy shit, by the way.
Cool guy.
No, Brian. I'm listen, man.
Hey, my cool friends.
There is some shit. Like, there is like actually a number of things that I found. This is no lie. A number of things that I found where I was like, oh, I can't use this. This is too pathetic. like this will make people feel like uncomfortable or whatever, you know? So I had to kind of steer away from those people who actually made me feel sad with how pathetic they seemed to be. So, but my point was that I saw a Titanic. They were calling it the largest build. Is that the same one you have?
I did. I got the big the one I've been wanting all since. Well, I was going to say all my life, but really 2 years.
We probably didn't know about the Titanic even until the movie came out.
No, well, I did. And I also
probably had never heard of the Titanic until the major motion picture came out. You're probably like, oh, I didn't know this was a true story.
Well, I got it. The reason it was a thing for me was that, like, when I first started doing Legos, I was like, I ain't spending more than $100 on these, you know?
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. And when did you when did that extremely reasonable idea and when did that go out the window?
When it was Father's Day, I was buying pretty cheap ones, not cheap, but you know, we're looking like around $150 or something, right? Mm-hmm. And for Father's Day one year, they were like, hey, let's go get you a Lego set that you really want. So we went to the Lego store, like I'm eight, and they let me pick one. I picked the haunted house, which is hanging up behind me right now.
Yeah.
You can see it. It's on top of the thing.
You can't really see it. It's kind of cut off, but you can sort of see the bottom of it in frame. Yeah.
Well, that one.
What are you doing? Are you?
I'm lighting a candle for Pete's sake. I light candles now. I even got a candle for Christmas, a recording candle.
What's the scent on that?
Shit, I don't know. Leather and brandy. So that's a real man candle.
Oh, God.
What?
That's like classic man shit, man. Yeah. Like a that's actually makes me like really laugh. And I want to say, like, this is not an indictment on whoever bought that for you. Who bought that for you, your wife?
Mm-hmm.
So
wife and daughter wanted to give me a man candle.
So that's what I'm saying, is that you sort of project out this like masculine exterior kind of, to the point where, and you're just so closed off that they don't believe that you could ever enjoy like a candle that is not super manly, when in reality I think you could. I think you would. I would do
candles all over the house, but they're like, if it's going to be in your room, you know, leather and brandy seems like, and I don't drink or anything. So, but
it doesn't matter. You're a classic man. Leather, brandy, cigar smoke, patchouli.
But the Titanic was a set that I spent $400 on, a haunted house behind me. I would do like up there, right next to the Pac-Man.
Spent $400 on that.
$400. And I was like, that's
good. God, man.
I was like, that's a lot of money. I'm not going to be doing this anymore. Okay. But then I was like, if one day.
That's a bad deal.
What?
$400 for that thing that you got behind you there that I'm seeing up on the top of that thing.
It's big. It's really fun. You can open it up. There's all kind of detail on the inside and stuff.
I'm not like a Lego guy, but I will say, just as a guy, like as a person who lives in the world and who sort of understands the value of money, I would say that was a ripoff. And when did you pay that?
Couple of years when it was $333.99. I just looked it up, right? So it wasn't $400. That was an exaggeration. And I did that when I was very broke. That was Father's Day 2 years ago, or about a year ago, Father's Day. But they were like, you know what? You gotta live your dreams. And I was like, thank you. So we bought it.
Are you sure they weren't trying to like, you gotta live your dreams. They weren't trying to sort of like push you into something a little more. Like, hey, maybe you don't even want to do Legos. Like, maybe you really want to chase your dreams. Maybe you got some bigger dreams, you know?
We go to the store. We're at the Lego store. That's all you can get there, Chris.
Yeah, no, I understand. But is there not other stores around or something?
At the mall? I don't like any of those stores. Like, all those stores suck.
My point being, one good
store in the mall.
My point being, maybe they were like, you got to chase your dreams. They were trying to get that in your head. Then they were going to take you to the mall and hope that you, like, saw a more adult store.
It's a Lego. That Lego set's 18 and up, and it's like, I don't know, like 3,500 pieces, I think. It was the biggest one I ever done, and it was intoxicating to me. And then I said, one day, if I ever make enough money to do this, I'm going to buy that Titanic because it's $680. So I was like, I'm going to buy it because one day I want to know that I have the money to buy it. I bought it this year, but I used a lot of discounts and stuff like that. It wasn't $680 for me. It was like, I got like $100 off or something like that. But, it's so,
this funny. Is the, this is like the plot to like a really, the worst movie. And I said, one day I'm going to buy that Lego Titanic set. Do you know what I mean? It's like the stakes are so low. Now, but is this the largest one in the world?
No, not anymore. There's $900 sets now, like the Millennium.
No, largest, not most expensive, largest.
I'm not really sure. It's big.
I believe it's the largest from my research, Brian, from what I was reading on the message board. So I was on, you know, Lego Brick Forum and whatever. There's like a Euro Brick Forum as well. There's some other site. It seems to me as if the people are saying that's the largest one that you can buy individual.
Well, I don't think it is, because the Eiffel Tower, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to show you this picture of the Eiffel Tower real quick.
Okay.
I think the Eiffel Tower might be bigger now, you know?
Oh, yeah. I could have been reading an older post.
Like, the Eiffel Tower is very big. I would like to have it.
Oh, God. The photo.
Hang on.
Go back. Go back to that photo, please. Don't take that off the screen. Okay. So, right now, what we are looking at is... like this is ridiculous what I'm looking at. This is the Lego website.
It's lego.com. Yeah,
this is the official Lego website, and it's like they've made the site look all like professional and shit, you know, and like all like nice. Serious, like, and it literally says adults welcome.
That's right, AFOL, adult fans of Lego.
No, I know that, but adults, and look, so they're pushing it.
they're pushing it towards adults now. Lego are hard.
I mean, but this guy's like a real fancy dude. He's got like he's sitting in like what I would consider to be a mansion. Now I'll make this the video, the picture.
This is like a New York. To me, it looks like a really fancy New York walk up, you know, and like Manhattan or something like that. Like something that a really rich person in New York would live in.
And he has all these nice models of the Eiffel Tower all over the house, right? Pictures of it and stuff. And then he has the real thing, the Lego one. He's just looking at it like, God damn, man.
He's just kind of admiring it. He's just kind of admiring it out in the middle of a table. And it's okay. So
world map doesn't count. We don't count that.
How come?
Because it's just the little pegs. It's not like really.
I got you. You're not building anything. It's more of it's basically a puzzle.
Yeah, and that's 11,000, but it's different. La Eiffel Tower. Okay, here's the Titanic. It is 9,090 pieces. It's okay. A whopper.
How big is that? How many pieces on the Eiffel Tower?
Let me see. Eiffel Tower is that's the tallest one. And why would it say? Oh, here it is. 10,001 pieces. So we're really,
really close. So that you essentially have the biggest one. Oh, Lego Coliseum.
That's nice. It looks, I think that's retired though. That's 9,000. This is the Millennium Falcon. That's one I want, but it is $849.99. And I just can't see a world where I spend $849.
It's only 7,500 pieces, but it's very intricate, I guess.
Yeah, and this is the one I like. I don't love Star Wars that much, but I want that AT-AT, you know, and that's 6,785. So yes, I have basically the biggest set. I own it because I don't have Rivendell, but I don't like Lord of the Rings 6. Yeah. I think I have the biggest set. Nice.
So
that's an,
well, hang on. No, you don't have the biggest set. The Eiffel Tower still does have more pieces.
Taller. Right? Yeah. But wait,
does it have more pieces? Doesn't it have 10,000? How many does it?
But not by like 1,000 pieces.
Yeah.
It's very 1,000 pieces. It's kind of like, you know, so yeah, very proud of myself. I have the Lego Titanic now.
Have you built it?
I'm working on it.
How long does something like that take to build a 10,000, 9,000 piece set like that?
Now, I've never done one, but I think it's going to take me about a month and a half. And the reason is because I stare at my phone 90% of the time I'm building Legos. So I sit at the table, I look at my phone or watch wrestling and just build like in a leisurely way. I think if I was like, I got to get this built, I'd probably get it done in a week.
Brian, I have a really good idea for us. No, I really do. This is a really good idea. Why don't we do a stream or a Lego stream where you're doing a little bit of a Lego build?
People have asked for that. I don't know what the fun would be, but
what do you mean?
Figure it out.
What do you mean? We pick a ridiculous set, we buy it. You know what I mean? Like something that's like kind of fun or funny or whatever, something a smaller one that you could build and a thing, and then you build the set while I sort of make fun of you about it or whatever.
Fun of me though. I think what'll happen is while I'm building the set, you'll be like, "Oh, this is."
Well, maybe that will happen. And
before we get to, I'm also kind of pissed. The guy at the Lego store did not give me the gift with purchase, the GWP, which is a retro food truck. I didn't get my GWP when I bought.
I heard a lot about that. That's actually so. Why not?
He didn't give it to me. He handed me the box.
So Titanic, what do you do? What do you do? What do we do?
No idea how to deal with that. I don't know, because if I went in there.
What about point of purchase? So do we need to contact them? And did you think about contacting them back and saying, hey, what's it? Because we can go to Lego.
I know, but I just give away my GWPs to kids.
Brian, do you want me to get a hold of your GWP for you? I will find out the Lego guy's cell phone number, one of the big guys, and I'll explain what happened.
He wouldn't let me use my Lego points either. So
I'm not even joking, Brian. You should get free Lego.
It would be
like,
nice.
Like, I'm not even kidding. You actually deserve it. You have a big enough platform, and you talk about it enough that you should get free Lego.
There are guys that get free Lego. Well, maybe we'll try to figure that out.
Maybe if you did a Lego build stream, maybe then they would consider doing it.
Okay, we'll look into it. Let's reacher it up. I just hijacked the reacher roundtable to talk about Legos for.
It's not a big deal. It reminds me of when, you know, like somebody's clearly the main thing that you're meant to be dealing with, and it ends up, we're dealing with his brother and his bullshit brother. Fucking.
Oh, hey, come on! I was watching this episode and I was like, they could really use Joe.
They don't need Joe Reacher. Because they have what's her name, who's actually smarter than Joe. Well, nope. I don't know her name. Reacher's gal who he's really into. Yeah. So she's way smarter than Joe and knows everything about numbers, so much so that. And by the way, one of the weirdest scenes, it's later on, but when they're like, we know you're counting cards. And she's like, it's not illegal if you do it in your head. But yes, that's the only way you can count cards.
I think it's the, because some of them have like a thing, like a headphone, like an earpiece or something. Or
no, but that's a different style of cheating. Counting cards, you know what counting cards is, right? Like, do you know what it actually means?
Vaguely.
Okay, so basically what counting cards means is a certain casinos, very few anymore, but they use only one or two decks. So what the people who count cards, they can physically actually remember each and every card that came out. So when the deck gets low near the bottom of the deck, they know there's three jacks left, 1-7, 2-4s. So they know the exact probabilities then at the bottom of the deck. It becomes very high. So they start betting really high to say, oh, okay, I know that what the cards are now, so I can make a lot. So it's really not a thing that. What it means basically is if the casino thinks you're doing it, they will kick you out. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're doing it. It's only done in your head. It's the only way you can do it. And it is illegal regardless. And a casino can kick you out and stop you from gambling at any moment, regardless of what they can just do it for no reason at all.
Yeah. Dixon maybe doesn't have the best understanding of the rules of the casino, but
yeah, which is surprising because she seems to be like a, you know, expert card counter. But anyways,
I've decided that Neely is a bad guy. So that's something I came up with this week. She's going to
you're fucked.
Jack too.
No, she's not. Neely is not a bad guy. Guarantee 100% not a bad guy.
Guarantee 1000% she's a bad guy and she's going to turn on Reacher. She's trying to get a new job. She's trying to, you know, all that stuff. She's going to turn on Reacher.
What do you mean she's trying to get? She's open about that. She's open about trying to like get new contracts. It's part of her work. She's not hiding anything. What do you mean trying to get a new job? She is Reacher's best friend and the only person.
When it comes to that, Reacher's kind of dumb when it comes to who's his friends and stuff. You know what I mean? Who's on his team? He can't see. I'm telling you, if Joe was here, he would be able to like step back.
Yeah, too bad his fucking face getting eaten by worms right now because he couldn't hack it.
But they need him really to step back.
Well, then he shouldn't have gotten his dumbass killed. That's one thing Jack would never get himself killed, and you know that. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Okay. I'm actually pissed that you're trying to say Neely is a bad.
I think everybody's a bad guy except for Dixon, and Dixon might even be a bad guy. But Neely's got such bad vibes, bad guy vibes this season.
Neely does not have. I'm going to tell you this, okay, right now. I'm not even lying about this. If Neely turns out to be a bad guy, I will cut off a small piece of my sock and I will eat it.
Okay. Well, she is. So get ready to eat that. Well, sock.
Hang on. No, make sure. Cause I realize that the episodes go ahead and you're notorious for, you know, being dishonest. So I do have to worry about you watching ahead.
I haven't watched ahead. I'm hating watching it every 2 weeks, but I have not watched ahead, but I 1,000,000%.
So like, how can you be so sure?
Because she looks bad.
She looks the same as she did before.
I think. I think whatever she's trying to get the contract for is the Terminator guy. She's working for the Terminator guy to get the contract.
You think she's trying to get the contract? The
contract.
And the contract, and it has to do something to do with the guy who Ben Kingsley's son as well.
Yeah, I think the weapons. I think the contract might be about, yeah, weapons, or it could definitely just be about, like, you know, we got to find this Reacher. He doesn't have a house. Why don't we all get together and trick him.
Yeah,
it could be so easy to do.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting. He's okay, well, I mean, he's obviously he's not a dumbass. Everybody who's listening knows that. But now
he had Joe to teach him a lot of stuff when he was growing up. So
I think it's interesting too. A lot of people are listening to and watching the episodes here, and they know what's happened already because a lot of the people who are watching have probably already watched like episode 5 or 6 or whatever, you know. So it is interesting for them listening to us talk about it and then being like, "Oh, Brian's right or Chris is right or whatever."
They're probably hooting and hollering for me right now.
Like, probably hooting.
They're all bad guys.
So we open this episode up outside of, you know, we pick it up right at the end of, you know, where it was at the end of the first episode. They're at this guy's house. They're leaving and they realize that car's been following them around and it's fucking bald guy from The Wire. And he's obviously a cop.
Well, can I just say this? And this is I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but there was also another guy following them that they didn't get. You know what I'm saying? So they saw Herc, but there's another guy following Herc, and they didn't see him. It's like
they did see him. They did see him, idiot. They did see him later on in the episode. Reacher mentions how he's seen that person following them.
Okay. Okay.
So that guy at the end, the other guy who's working for Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh, now the so basically he. They come out and they say, "Hey, this car has been following us. What are we going to do about this?" And Reacher's got an idea. You want to play the clip?
Let's play the clip here.
Guess you were right. You're being followed. How you want to play this?
I'm going to go introduce myself.
Here he goes. He's going to walk over there. This is so good. I wonder if this is possible, Chris.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
So yeah, in real life.
Fucking beaut.
Look at this fucking beaut. What do you think you're going to do?
What's he think he's
going to
do?
Is that possible?
So, pause it. So, just there, he kicked the front of the car so hard that he simulated a collision and made the car believe that it was in a serious collision, so much so that it deployed the airbag.
I'm going to Google that.
Can you turn the volume up on the clips at all? Or no, that's as high as
it
goes.
Let me see. Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah, turn it up a bit, yeah.
I'm going to Google this. Can you kick a car and have it deploy the airbag?
Oh, of course you can. If you kick it hard enough. The problem is there's, I don't know that you're going to be able to find a situation where someone's able to kick it as hard as a Reacher can kick it.
No, that's true. I'm just seeing if this is like some of the made up Reacher stuff or if this is stuff that's real. You know,
well, none of it's made up. You mean like if it's some of the stuff that only Reacher can do, or is it stuff that Reacher and other people can do?
Here's what I'm looking at. Martial Arts Stack Exchange says a kick can produce not even a tenth of the force needed to accelerate a very small car so that its airbags go off. So,
okay, so you're telling me, so that tells me Reacher can kick 10 times harder than anybody else in the world.
That is interesting. I mean, that's Reacher, man, that is a Reacher fact, right?
Fuck yeah.
He's Reacher, so tough. I love so Reacher.
Strong. He fucking kicks 10 times harder than anyone on earth.
10 times harder than any, like the top martial artist?
Yeah, yeah. Like, think about like Anderson Silva in his prime, you know, like just like a Muay Thai master, maybe like Alistair Overeem, you know, in his prime of kickboxing. He couldn't even produce a tenth of the fucking force that Jack Reacher does.
Can I brought this up last week, but I did find myself still feeling like the color palette is not as
good. Yeah, I know it's not.
That's what's killing me about this season is the color palette feels wrong. And I think if I was doing this, if I made this, and you know, I could never write a TV show, but I think that I would have made this like season 3 or 4 and put him in like Indiana and you know, the South and stuff. So that this is a cool diversion. The color palette here is a cool, like different thing, but we didn't get very used to like the other color palette. So this, I would make season 4 or 5.
Personally, myself, I would, and I just am saying myself there just to
let myself, yeah.
The flubheads know that I did not miss that one. We go a little, we don't go as hard on Reach Around Table on the Flubs, though. Yeah, I kind of agree with you that it would have been better to establish it a little bit more. But I, listen, I'm not that thrown off, but as long as Reacher's fucking people up, then I'm pretty happy, and he is.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, Chris also said this, and this might actually be true, is that it has been cloudy in Columbus for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't seen the sun. So I think this show, it's very cloudy where it's very cloudy in the show. So maybe that's affecting me too, like a little depression.
Seasonal depression. Yeah.
And I'm not leaving until March. All right. Do we need to keep going? Is this?
Oh yeah. Are you kidding? Oh
yeah,
me?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Only pulls him out of the car and beats the shit out of him. Headbutt in the nose, broke his nose. He's trying to grab for what they think is a gun.
And he is just beating him in such a way that in real life he would be dead. Like, he beat that guy to death.
I believe he would have died there. Yeah, because if you consider that he did kick him, and we saw what happened when he kicked the car. I know. So I think he might not have made it, but it is fucking, you know, Herc from The Wire.
He's tough. Yeah, yeah, tough. He, I love Dominic Lombardozzo.
That's right.
All right, here we go. They're checking him now.
Oh,
yeah.
Bad guy coat.
You on the sidelines while I do all the work.
So can I tell you something kind of fun about this? What's that guy's name with the bad guy coat?
I just call him bad guy coat.
Oh, O'Donnell.
Okay.
O'Donnell with the bad guy coat. He's obviously a bad guy. He's got the baddest coat. He still hasn't tucked his collar down. His collar just stays up the entire time. But he also has this like weird back and forth, like this, like him and Reacher kind of like frenemies, you know? So they're kind of like, he's always kind of ripping on Reacher and Reacher's kind of ripping on him. It's kind of a fun dynamic.
It does kind of feel like they don't like each other though, in a way.
Yeah. There's like a little underlying where it's like, they kind of, you know, they put up with each other, but yeah, they don't really love each other.
What does O'Donnell offer to this? They've never explained like why they need him. Like what did he do? Was he just like the smart ass on the team? Like every team needs a smart ass.
Yeah. Cause yeah, you're right. They all kind of had their thing that they were really good at. I don't know.
He just seems like he's good.
Maybe we'll learn
about it. Yeah, I hope, but we haven't in two episodes.
This was his gun.
NYPD.
Uh-oh.
Name's Gaetano Russo.
Gaetano Russo.
Don't look at me. You did all the work.
Ooh! I mean, that guy's such a smartass. I cannot wait until he gets his fucking face caved in by a Reacher.
I hope he does. I hate to think this. Well, I don't hate to think this. I know that this is probably, it might be misdirection. And Neely is the bad guy. And by the way, Neely's wearing a coat too. It doesn't look like something a good guy would wear.
Oh, it doesn't have the collar popped up even at all. It's a pretty normal coat, honestly. It's more showing that she's professional now and that she's sort of has like a, you know, she's like her career is going well, I think. That's all.
I'll let you have that. I just think you're going to feel really bad.
So they basically realize that, hey, that's a police officer. And hey, you know, by the way, the next clip, this is not for a while.
I just put it up because
get it ready. But they decide that they, you know, he just beat up a cop. There's going to be a bolo out for him beyond the lookout. So we better go to Atlantic City. I don't know why he picks there, but
he did immediately say, hey, you know,
I guess because the other guys are there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the guys are there.
Not actually there.
But he thinks they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then we see an update from the other guy. We're talking about who's in the other car following with Herc. Guy with the scar on his face.
I thought he was going to be a real tough guy that would take Reacher to its limits.
His name is Trevor, though.
Okay.
So when I found out his name was Trevor, I thought, honestly, because I thought to myself, yeah, this guy could be like a badass baddie who like makes it right to the end. Like, you know, he's the final guy, kind of like the son or whatever, or the, you know what I mean, in the first season.
Yeah.
Like I thought he might, or like the, you know, the big badass kind of dude. But yeah, when I found out his name was Trevor, I knew he was gonna get killed.
I will say if I'm Reacher, right, and I'm not Reacher by any means, I don't know how his life works. I don't know what he does. But I'm bringing in Finley here because, honestly, I can't trust any of these guys he's with, you know?
Why? How can you trust Finley over Neely? Why? Based on what?
She's a bad guy. She's going to turn on...
But you just have decided that in your head.
It's not... I think the clues are all there. The coat. She's got a coat. And she keeps talking about contracts.
Yeah, they're all kind of
this guy that we're
all kind of talking about contracts.
Well, but this guy they're up against, he looks like a businessman that is handing out contracts, right? I just think one of these days coming up, she's just going to be like, oh, Reacher, you know, I didn't want to do it to you, but I needed to get this contract so that I could put my dad into 24-hour nursing care, right?
She does need it because. Yep. Yeah, she does need the money. Fuck. Mm-hmm. If Neely betrays Reacher, I will be sick. I will be physically sick. I will throw up everywhere.
I'm just okay. It would make Reacher look really dumb.
So basically, Trevor calls Terminator and says, "Hey, fucking. This guy kicked his fucking car and made it explode." Like, this guy's actually fucked. And when I do fucking meet up with him, I need some backup. And Terminator's like, yeah, we got backup. No problem.
The problem with their backup, right, is like, if you see a guy that size, you can't just bring regular size comedian guys. You got to find like six. You know how in The Bourne Identity, like, he's running from like the six best at their job,
or like John Wick or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, even John Wick has a ton of like just regular guys to be
right.
I'm saying that in The Bourne Identity, at the beginning of the movie, the first one that was directed by Doug Liman, which is actually my favorite one, they keep showing, he's like, we sent our six best assassins to go get Jason Bourne, and they put their stats up on the screen and stuff.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go after Reacher, you need to send your six best thugs, or it's just nothing's happening. You know?
Yeah, and I was thinking about that too, because you know we're getting ahead of it a little bit, but when he does end up having backup, and you know those two guys are kind of chasing after Reacher, like, what is it that they're telling those guys? Do those guys really understand what it is that they're getting involved in? I can imagine not, right?
I mean, like, if I'm one of those guys and they're like, okay, you and your buddy plus a guy with a gun are going to take on one guy, I think I'd probably do it. That's what I mean.
Like, it's just one guy, a guy and a girl, and there'll be three of us, and we'll have a gun with a silencer. We just need you to provide a little bit of backup. But something would sort of tell me, like, why do we need three guys?
That's a good point. But Reacher really likes beating up a bunch of guys.
If I was being hired and then I said, why don't we just need two guys? Like, I get two guys, but if you're doing a hit, you know, one guy or whatever to drive or whatever, you know, why do we need that third guy? Is this guy fucking crazy?
Is he huge? Guess. And like, they see him, I would chicken out. That would be the thing for me. It'd be like, they'd be like, hey man, I'll pay you, you know, like $1,000 to beat this guy up. And then we walk out there, we see the guy, and I'm like, you can just have your $1,000. I'm going to go back into the casino and gamble.
But even his size doesn't even tell the whole story, because there's guys his size. He's beaten up and killed guys bigger than him. You know?
And the people that have been his worst enemies have actually been smaller than him and like more cunning.
Yes, but so I think the size only tells half the story. I mean, he's unkillable.
No, yeah, he's been shot.
He's absolutely 100% unkillable. There's not a single thing on the planet that can kill him. So, like, that's the issue. Like, if you were like, hey, we're going to go get this guy Reacher, and if you had seen any of the films or the TV show or read any of the books, then you're like, well, no.
Well, they don't rush him. They never just rush him either. Like, it's always like they give him time to notice. Like, those guys gave them so much time to notice they were being followed.
Yeah. They didn't try to. But honestly, I've seen people try to sneak attack him as well. It doesn't matter.
I know. But in real life, sneak attacking, throwing the first punch sort of thing. That is how you win. It's not. Yeah, yeah. We always
well, against a normal guy. That's how you win. But you throw the first punch against Reacher, I'll tell you what, you're going to end up fucking dead and with a sore hand. That's about
you,
it.
But yeah, but you, I think that like that's your best chance. Every fight that me or my friends got into growing up, we were very much a just throw the first punch. You're probably going to win. If you don't throw the first, but if you tell the other guy to throw the first punch, he's going to hit you, and getting hit hurts.
In a normal fight where no one has any fight training. Yeah. And that's generally the first punch is winning the fight most of the time.
I think if I was these thugs, it wouldn't have been a thing where I follow him in a dark alley and hope that he walks by this car that a guy with a gun is in. I would just run up to him and grab him and then maybe have the guy jump out of the car and shoot him with a gun. That is how I would handle Reacher. But,
yeah,
you know, they're stupid and, you know, he's beating the shit out of people. This episode had so much ass beating in it.
Yeah, like, that's why I loved it. That's what we watch for. So this is they get to or they need a car to go to Atlantic City and they have no way to do it because they're all, you know, fucking
they're wanted.
They're all wanted, but then Reacher says, "I think I got a solution." And then he walks up and finds the other member of their team is somehow right there in line
in the parking garage.
You think that he has some like big plan that he's about to do, but no, he just recognizes the person that they're trying to meet. And then they have like a really sort of intense conversation where it makes it very clear that there's a huge amount of sexual tension between them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'd rather see Reacher stick with Roscoe, but Dixon is
and you know what's confusing is there's like another member of the team named Roscoe or something similar. Yeah.
Oh, Roscoe.
That's what I mean. It's like that's a little confusing, though. Why do you keep right? Every time I hear Roscoe, I keep thinking of Roscoe.
Want Roscoe back. We want Roscoe and Finley to come back.
Well, we don't care about them that much, actually. We've moved on, and Carla Dixon is much smarter than Roscoe as well. And they have a history together, and she understands Reacher a lot better than Roscoe ever did. Like, Roscoe, that was kind of a fling and kind of like doesn't know really what, you know, is at the heart of Jack Reacher, what makes him tick.
She's very loyal to Jack Reacher, though, and Dixon's probably going to turn on him.
We don't even know if she's loyal. And Dixon is never going to turn on him. Dixon is his true love.
She's using sex to blind him, and she's going to fucking later on be like, "Reacher, I'm sorry I had to do this. I'm turning on you."
So he talks to her, and she gets an SUV with a fake identity. They get their SUV. He says, "Remember, get in." And she's like, "I know, an SUV. You need the room." And then he's like, smiles, kind of like she remembers everything about old Reach.
That's a perfect person to get to turn on Reacher.
If you're saying people are going to turn on Reacher,
she knows everything about him. That's what they're showing,
because he trusts her, you fucking idiot.
I know he trusts her.
Yes, and for good reason. How do you think he's gotten this far and stayed alive? You fuck. How do you think he's
been around these people?
He hasn't been around them. He spent the good part of his life around these people.
Not currently, though. And they bring that up so much. They're like, "Bro, you don't even have a place to hang a picture."
Okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Yeah.
But I think that's what's going on. He's like, they're like, "I'm going to lull him into," because you can't just beat the shit out of Reacher and kill him. That you're not going to be able to do that. You have to fucking hire an elite team of people that can get him where they want him so that then you can kill him. And I think that's what's going on here. That's what I think is going on. And he would never know. He fucking never knows if anybody's turning on him. You know what I mean? That one guy, the FBI agent, he was just like,
You keep bringing that up.
Yeah. He didn't
still know. Still ended up killing that guy, by the way.
He did kill that. I'm not saying he's not going to kill these guys. I think it's gonna be hard for him to kill Dixon.
Is there a chance that it'll be hard for him? Yeah, like
he'll like have a huge heart on.
But I wonder, there is a part of me that wonders if like Reacher does love to kill people, so I wonder if he like allows himself to get set up so it gives himself an opportunity to kill more people.
But he did, and that's another thing. And Reacher might know what's going on. I'm not saying Reacher doesn't know what's going on, because Reacher does always know what's going on.
He often knows what's going on. He doesn't tell you, the audience, and so you're kind of like, Reacher, do you not realize this person's a bad guy? And it's like, Reacher's like, yeah, I knew the whole fucking time.
Yeah, he's like, I know what Neely's up to.
Mm-mm.
And Dixon.
O'Donnell. That's oh, it.
I love that I got you drinking water so you couldn't yell at me.
Okay, so... Reacher remembers the first case that he had with Dixon as well. So this is kind of important, I think, because they talk about this case where it appeared to be about stolen aviation fuel. But once they got into it, they learned that the extra fuel was being used to transport more weight than would have been necessary. So that could be something that we're dealing with that has some sort of. By the way, this is the thing that I'm going off of is from Real Mockery, R-E-E-L mockery.com is the recap that I'm going off of here. So another interesting thing, though, is that we find out Reacher's famous line about the details.
And that's where you're like, she's smarter than Reacher.
She's smarter than Reacher, even.
And that's who you want on your team. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to kill Reacher,
yeah,
that's who you want. You want somebody smarter than him. And also, I don't like how he doesn't give her credit for that. You know, in an
when he says it, like, yeah, in an investigation details matter. Like, he says it a lot, and he said, like, even when she says it, I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
But then you're right. He should give her credit. If H. Bomber guy was watching the episode, he would have an issue with that.
An issue with it. It's like, come on, Reacher, give credit. You know, yeah, like in the last, maybe I'd love to see him go back in to Margrave and let everybody know that he didn't come up with that, you know.
Just
a scene, just one little scene in the season where he's like, I gotta go to Margrave real quick.
Just give me a second, I gotta go somewhere and do something. And he goes back and he has like a town hall meeting. Yes. Where he describes it to everyone.
And it lets us see how good Margrave is now under Mayor Roscoe. So that's something. But yeah, she's smarter than Reacher, and also she is incredibly horny for him. And I found it kind of unprofessional that she didn't understand he's her boss and she's trying to, you know,
like, hey, why didn't we ever hook up? And he's like, I'm boss. And he's like, oh, typical Reacher answer. And it's like, well, it is a kind of the appropriate answer.
It's a perfect answer. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. There's a lot of workplaces have a strict rules against it for good reason.
And these guys all talk like Reacher, which that is a wild thing for this season. Like, everybody in this season talks like Reacher.
But it's because it does make sense, because they all learned from him and they all, like, you know, he's their superior commanding officer. You know?
But it's funny because Dixon talks like him all the time and they all talk like him. And then in that scene, a little later, Reacher has to be like, yes, Dixon, you're right, but there's some other stuff going on too that I have to, but like, she can't be as right as him, but you know.
Yeah. Nobody can be. So they're going through some evidence now, and it has to do with all these numbers, and there's like a page with 26 numbers, and then one of them has 27 numbers. It's just a bunch of crap that seems to be intentionally sort of like muddying things up a little bit and making it a little bit more confusing. Also, there's a guy named James Barr could be involved in it. But Reacher says he squashed the beef and that guy owes him now.
That was good. Reacher went to a guy he put to jail and was like, hey man, I'll help you solve a mystery. And then,
yeah,
I would like to have seen that season in Indiana, Reacher in Indiana, you know?
Yeah, maybe we can still.
Let's lobby them first for him to go back to Margrave and tell him Dixon came up with his thing, and then also we need him to go. I want to see the Indiana season now.
Okay. So what? So let's see. So where are we at now on the? So Trevor calls and basically says, "Hey, I found them. They're in Atlantic City. You know, I'm tailing them." And he says, I'll bring my own guys. I got my own backup, local guys. Again, You're just going to bring in some local fucks to deal with Jack Reacher? That is laughable. I laugh at that.
I know. This is like when you go to a concert for like a really big band and then the opener is like a local band that nobody cares about, you know, and they just show up late. It's like we send the local band guys out there. It's like you can't just pick the strongest guy in your locale. It's not going to work.
Doesn't work, no. So they go to Orozco's office, trashed as well. They see a photo of Jorge Sanchez. That's one of the other people from there. That's the other guy who was friends with Orozco, right? In that opening scene, they're the ones that were talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And a lady at the Lucky Lounge. And then they realize this is a framed photo, so it must be important.
And it is. And it also, they see a Zippo. They're like, he would never go somewhere without his lighter.
He always has his lighter.
As an ex-smoker, sometimes you just forget your lighter.
So basically, they go to the bar looking, and the bartender says, "Oh yeah, go in the back." And this guy, who's a local tough as well, is like, "Oh, we'll lead you to the back here." And then another guy, he sort of nods at him, and that guy follows them in, Dixon and Reacher, and then the girl runs out. You see her run out, you know. So O'Donnell and Neely get a hold of her, and Reacher and Dixon get into a fight with these guys, which classic scene because beat the shit out of them, obviously.
No, the other guys didn't get a punch in.
Not a punch in, just kick the crap out of them. And then when they realize, oh, because they thought that they were the bad guys, basically, because these people had come in looking for her before, the guys who were looking for Reacher in them. So there was a misunderstanding, but I love how they're having the conversation after, and the two toughs are just sitting at the bar beside them, like after they had just gotten the shit beaten out of them. They just have to sit there with their heads down as they're discussing business, you know?
Have you felt like with these two episodes, the fighting feels more tactile and violent this season? Like, it feels like when he punches somebody, they should be dead in this season. I don't remember it being like that in season one. I might have to go back and...
I think they might have increased the sounds when he hits. And just like, I think that they really are leaning into that. The idea of his like immense strength, you know, which I love.
Yeah. I think they're doing it like almost like a horror movie, which that's my favorite kind of action movie, is like where it's like the good guy is going around doing kills like in a horror movie, and he does some. So yeah, they feel so much more violent. Like when every time he beats somebody up, I'm like, that guy's probably in a fucking coma now.
Yeah, totally. So they eventually talk to her, and she says this key line. The last thing he said was on the phone. He said 650 at 100K each. And she remembers it because it was the last thing the person she loves said, you know?
Oh, well, I wouldn't remember that, though.
You don't forget that, though, Brian, the last thing that somebody said. He and Orozco were working with Franz, who was the original guy who was killed.
Really smart guy, Franz, too. If he was around, we'd be in a lot better shape.
And he was killed as well. Again, all these people who are supposedly so fucking smart. Apparently, everyone who's so fucking smart aren't smart enough to keep themselves above ground. But Reacher,
this guy's really smart. These guys are super. Like every time they talk about him, they point out how smart they are. You just imagine the fucking team. If Joe was alive and these guys were alive and Reacher, it's like we might not even need Reacher anymore. You know, he could go do his hobo thing.
Ridiculous
team.
Okay. So they're in a casino now. That's what the Neptune Casino. And they're this is where they're doing the gambling. And where she does her big gambling thing. Why? What's up?
When they're listening, this is when they're listening to the Toadies, right?
Oh yeah. When they're driving, that's right. And then Reacher says that was in that scene, because Reacher says I think that might have been in the scene before actually, but maybe not. Yeah. It's tough to say. It was when they were driving at some point, because they don't we have any blues, and Neely said, this is from my phone. Franz used to play this, or was it Franz?
I think so, but it was so funny.
Used to play this when you were away, you know? And then Reacher's like, leave it on.
Yeah, Toadies is, it's so very obviously in the scene. Like, you get in the car, and it is like, and it's a great song. I fucking love that song. You know what I mean? And Reacher's like, isn't there a blues station? They're like, dude, we don't, you know, first of all, there's not a blues station in the entire country at all. There's not a blues station.
Yeah, maybe on Sirius.
Maybe on Sirius, but I don't think Reacher even knows about Sirius. So that was also a dumb question. You know, like actually thinking they were listening to the radio while they're listening to Bluetooth. Like, does this motherfucker not even know what Bluetooth is?
He doesn't know what Bluetooth is. No. Yeah, it's absolutely no idea. Okay. So they say to the waitress, hey, I want to talk to the head of security when she comes to take the drink order. And she somehow does that. I don't know that that would work, but I guess when you look like Reacher, it does. You know what I mean? Like you just say that. Yeah.
I think if you confidently say something like that, the I don't know if you'd get the head of security, but I know you would get
somebody,
the waitress to
get a manager or something.
Yeah. Because I'm not a confident guy. But I see how guys that are super confident get their way in public. And it was really just because nobody wants to deal with them. And I think that's how you see Reacher. You're like, fuck it.
You know, this guy is important. He looks like a problem.
Yeah, he looks important.
So they go to the head of security, and it's this guy who is obviously a bad guy.
Very much. He is definitely a
Lachlan Monroe. Like you guys will know him. Can you pull him up? Just what put name? Him. Lachlan Monroe. L O C H L Y N Monroe. Yeah.
Here he is. He's the most bad guy looking guy of all time.
You guys, you know him. He's in a bunch of stuff. He's like a character actor. But
God, these pictures make him look evil that I have.
Oh, man, it's like, and it couldn't be more obvious again that this guy's a bad guy. I mean, so you guys know
bad judge of character Reacher moment, but
scary movie he's in. I just saw him in Totally Killer.
I saw Totally Killer that he was in. I don't think he was a bad guy in Totally Killer, though.
No.
Oh, there he is with Luke Perry. That's, you know, rest in peace. And you know,
so this guy, they come into this guy and he's like, he knows all about their group. And that's a funny photo of him.
And by the way, how would you know? How do people know about the 110th?
Well, like, he does because he's a bad guy and he worked with those two guys, you know?
Okay.
But basically he says, yeah, he's familiar with them. He's eager to help. Guy we just met, who looks like a big time villain, is eager to help. And
I know
Reacher's the only one with the sense here, which this is a shocking moment when they say, he's like, I'll comp you a suite.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, this sounds, Reacher's like, no, let's go to a motel. And they're like, no, when someone comps you a suite, you take it. It's like, no,
they're
you fucking idiot. They're bugged it, or there's something there. You know what I mean? Like Reacher realized that, but then it disappointed me that Reacher didn't put his foot down.
And they work with the bad guys. So they were like, you know, nothing's going to happen to us.
Probably
go to the sweet Reacher. On the other hand, he's in trouble here. So yeah, I can't believe him not knowing everybody's going to turn on him.
Now I'm wondering, where is this all you can eat buffet scene
in the show?
Yeah. Like, where does this actually happen?
I don't remember. I do know of it. I know what happens.
Let's play it right now. Anyway,
we don't remember why we're playing.
I don't remember where this happened.
Okay.
Don't you ever get lonely?
Okay. So this I do remember. And
this I remember because this is when they're asking him all about like what does he do? And it did make me think, cause they're like, where do you eat? He's like, diners or whatever. Where do you sleep? Blah, blah, blah. I have a question, Brian.
Yeah.
Where does he work out?
I mean, you don't need equipment to work out. He probably does.
Brian,
push-ups.
Brian, this man is in peak physical condition that a human being can be in strength-wise. I mean, he takes his shirt off in this episode.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And he is absolutely chiseled. He is on a workout regimen. He is on steroids and he is also on a like strict diet. You cannot look that way walking around the country eating diner food.
Are you suggesting that he's not a hobo?
No, he's a hobo. I'm suggesting that most of the time is spent working out, and he doesn't seem to mention that. And it's odd. I think most of his life revolves around working out.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what about this. Him being a hobo is...
But that's his tostada, man.
Yeah, being a hobo.
That's, God, I sent you that.
That's his tostada, man.
God, I sent you that.
It's the best thing. You know, I'm waiting to use it. Here we go. Oh, shit. He does get lonely.
Yeah, he's smiling. Oh, here he is.
Now he's at the buffet. He's got some spaghetti, some fried chicken.
He gets a lot of food. He's just loading up more and more. Like,
hush puppies.
He's got his spring rolls, pizza.
Oh, shit.
Looks like someone took the sign as a personal challenge.
Doreen, I'm just warming up.
And he called her Doreen too. Like
he knows her, you know, like he just looked at her name tag, but he did that classic thing like, Doreen, I'm just getting warmed up. And he's right. I mean, again, he would have to eat so much food to maintain that body. He would have to be constantly eating and working out.
I hate to stick up for him, but I just assume that he gets up every day and does like 250 push-ups.
But do you know the amount of food? Sit-ups. Do you know the amount of food, like protein, the amount of like food that you'd have to eat, the amount of like that those bodybuilders, do you know how much food they're eating?
He goes to the Golden Corral 3-4 times a day. That's what I think he does.
Yeah, maybe.
Eats prime rib 3-4 times a day at the Golden Corral. That's pretty cheap.
Maybe, yeah, because he does have
money
pension. He has his thing or whatever from the army.
I mean, this guy loves being unhoused. Like that is the shit. And they're all trying to tell him, like, you got to get a house.
But he doesn't want to. But that scene that we just popped in on, that was the end of they were trying to tell him, you need to get a place to live. And he's like, I have no interest in that. But
he hasn't been to, he's really bad friend. He doesn't show up to weddings or anything. He's like, am I the only person that doesn't have this picture? And they're like, bro, you don't have a wall.
You don't have a wall to put it on. And he's like, kind of had a realization, like, yeah, my life's
I need
fucked.
A fucking wall.
No, he doesn't, though. And you wonder, how does he afford all of this stuff? But he does, because he doesn't have a house to pay for. He doesn't have car payments. He doesn't have gas. He doesn't have any of that stuff. So,
okay, that I believe. That is actually true. It's like for all those years that Gwen was young, anytime I made more money than usual, I was like, why is this always going somewhere? And now this guy, he doesn't have a house, doesn't pay rent, doesn't have a kid. And if he does have a kid, he just left it wherever it was, and which I believe he would do. But yeah, he doesn't have anything to pay for. So think about if you get your pension is even like $500 a week. That's
not bad.
Easy to live on. Yeah.
Now, you want to know something great? This scene, this happened right in the part where I'm just picking it up right now as I'm looking at the recap. So we didn't go out of order. We stuck this in at the exact right point. This happened just after they had that meeting with that security guy. Okay.
Now Reacher's looking pensive.
Yeah, he's sitting by himself.
And some more coffee. Guy loves coffee too. And he's looking at the numbers.
And that was it. It just cut. The scene cut. He had all the numbers out. So all of the numbers. On his way back to the room, he spots Dixon, who has amassed a small fortune. So this is the scene we were talking about earlier. Where they're counting cards, and she's like, you can do it if it's in your head. The pit boss comes up and does the classic, like, hey, we'll comp you these, which is not what they do either, by the way.
No,
they don't say, hey, we'll comp you these tickets to get you to stop playing now. They tell you to stop playing. They say, we believe you're counting cards. Please come with us. We want you to leave. And they put you on an exclusion list and make it so that you can't go come back to the casino. But anyways, she says, oh, I don't want to watch the 80s.
Which, it was by the 80s. Way, and it was a good.
Yeah, it was like Tiffany and
Debbie Gibson.
Yeah,
it's you know who would hate that though? Reacher.
Reacher. No interest.
Don't you got some Howling Wolf there?
Yeah, he mentions Howling Wolf in this episode.
Hey, it's Lead Belly. You got a guy that plays like Lead Belly music, like.
So it turns into a late night walk after. So this is the big scene, folks. This is the big thing. She wins all the money. She cashes it out. Her and Reacher walking around. And they spot these guys following them. And she says, first off, she's smarter. when it comes to numbers and certain things, yes. But when it comes to just intuition and knowing when you're in danger, Reacher's the smartest man on earth.
Yes.
Because she basically says, yeah, probably someone saw us cashing out and they're following us. And he says, no, probably not, because that's a car that I saw up ahead that I've seen following us for this place and this place and this place. So I'm guessing when we walk up to that car, that guy will get out, we'll turn around, that guy, he'll have a gun. He knew that that guy had a gun, which is shocking. He somehow had figured out that the guy in the car was the only one who would have the gun. I don't know how you would know that, but he did. And that those guys would suddenly be a lot closer. And he did it in his classic way where Reacher like says something so confidently and you know it's true, even though it's like, it's totally ridiculous. Yeah. You know, like he's just making so many leaps.
That's his whole thing though. Like the
assumptions, he assumes things. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're looking at the, like you look at the early episodes and he like will say, the first episode of this season, right? He looked at his bank account and he was like, these numbers mean something. And then found Neely, you know?
Yeah.
So he is Mr. Leaps. You know, yeah.
That's what no, I it's call. True, Mr. Leaps. He's always right.
He's never been wrong.
Not one single time in his life. Well, again, he sometimes is wrong, like for like a little bit, but it turns out he's right in the end.
Yeah.
So basically, these guys, they say, hey, we're gonna jump over this fence here. He helps her over the fence, and then he jumps over, which is probably the hardest part because the fence is kind of flimsy, and Reacher's so big and strong that it's like seems like he might pull the whole fence down.
It looks great though. I thought he was gonna run through it, which is kind of what that was like when Fast and the Furious got. When Fast Five got me, I had been really liking the movie, but there's the scene near the end where The Rock jumps out, Vin Diesel jumps out of a window and The Rock runs through the brick wall. And I was like, I love this movie. I thought he was just going to fucking knock down the fence and go.
Yeah, back. That would have been badass if he just ran straight through the fence. But yeah, he jumps over too. They get into it. Listen, it's a big fight. He actually, the first guy, he fucking stabs him a bunch of times and like throws him off the side of like, he climbs up the scaffolding and throws him into a bunch of bricks, just kills the shit out of him. And then the other guy, does Dixon kill the other guy? Reacher kills all of them.
Yeah, she killed, but she beats the shit out of them.
They all died. She killed. Yeah, yeah. They all died. And then the last guy, the last guy has the guy Trevor comes up with his silencer, and Reacher comes and fucking tackles his ass, beats his ass, and drowns him in cement.
Yeah. Drown. He sticks. It's the most. It's such a brutal killing that you might even be like, I don't know if that's what a good guy does.
Reacher often does things that
I know,
he's not 100% a good guy at all. But yeah, so he kills him. They go back to his car, finds a dossier with all their names on it, basically saying, hey, the 110th, we got to kill all these fuckers.
Like a printed, like it looks like, you know, they just ran it off on the printer and we're carrying them around with.
Yep.
Them.
And we can play it. This scene here, actually, that we have up here is that very scene.
I know. It was so funny that it looked like they found their map quest.
Yeah. Here, turn it up. Make sure it's up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on. Pause it.
Oh, yeah.
So this, pull it back a bit, because this is great. He calls the last number on the phone from Trevor's burner phone. And, of course, it's Terminator. So, yeah.
Is it done?
Not in the way you expected.
Oh, he's scared. He's scared. Am I looking at the wrong phone?
Yeah, Terminator looks at his phone, which is a smart, because you would look like, did I see the number wrong?
Yeah, did I call a pizza place and they told me they messed up my order and they got to start over or something?
He realizes that it's Reacher. He recognizes the voice. He knows Reacher somehow, because now he says, you know, Reacher or whatever. But that's such a classic line. Not in the way you think it is. And then this it gets even better here.
I fucked up. You're going to have to hear this part again.
It's okay. I love this part.
Is it done?
Not in the way you expected.
Look at my phone.
Oh, who's this?
You're fucking with the wrong guy, Reacher. You should know that this doesn't end well for you.
Then why are you the one that sounds scared?
Oh, shit.
Ooh, hang up quickly. Hang up. Reacher just got your ass. You hang up now because you have nothing to say. Yeah, that's right. That's like in a Twitter thread. You just lay the block down. That's it. This guy can't handle the heat anymore. Reacher's just like, yeah, if I'm the one who's in trouble, then why do you sound scared, Terminator?
He just verbally kicked the shit out of him. And I just thought of this, Chris. Do you think that every bad guy in the world knows who Reacher is, and like the world of Reacher, where it's like, let's not like, a lot of them are just like, let's not do anything that would like hip Reacher.
Yeah, let's
what we're up to.
So what we want to do is we want to stay off Reacher's radar. I think that's what a lot of bad guys are saying in the world of Reacher.
And everywhere he goes, the big bad guy in town is like, shit, he's here. We got to kill Reacher.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, everywhere he shows up, they're all like, what the fuck's going on here? We got to get him. And there's like people all around there's like all the biggest criminals are always trying to kill him. You know?
All the top criminals, the 1% of criminals know.
And they're not even like trying to kill him for like a reason. Like, not like that he killed one of their friends or just not revenge. It's just because he's like so dangerous to have him out there.
He could mess your crime family up. Like, he could fuck everything up.
Exactly. By himself, he could end your whole crime family and no one will do anything about it.
And
so,
not send you to prison, by the way.
Oh, he doesn't even like prison. If he kills people in prison.
Yeah. He'll kill you. He'd rather kill you than go to prison. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He loves killing people. Oh, the guy.
So I think we have a last... The two return to the suite to patch up minor injuries. What does it say? Next lead is a New Age Technologies parking pass. That's the thing that they find there in the car. The only lead that they have is for New Age Technologies, a parking pass for there. And then they dispose of them by putting the bodies into the cement.
Yeah. But, and he makes her do it, by the way.
And then at the end of the episode, we check in once again with Ben Kingsley's son, who's a terrorist who's buying a bunch of weapons or stealing weapons or doing something, you know. And they make a reference to 650. So it makes this seems like this is what Orozco and them were looking into, right?
Yeah, they got killed first, too.
Yeah. So this is good
people. They probably that was probably, you know, Reacher let them down. Not fine. Like he did, Joe.
And he basically meets up with this contact who says that the 650 will be in the truck. So I'm guessing 650 weapons, because he said they'll be used overseas. He says, yeah, of course, I would never hurt anybody, but you could tell he would, because he's a bad guy. And that's I think the episode actually. Oh yeah, something else happens. That's right. Following morning
credits.
No. Something else does happen. Because the following morning, Reacher and Dixon share, because they had sex with each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, they had good sex.
They fucked so hard. Oh yeah, we cannot forget that part. Reacher and Dixon end up fucking, like, just like, oh, like full on, like.
And he's loud.
Like, he's loud. Her that's loud.
Yeah. And she's stronger than him too. Like, she fucking manhandles Reacher when fucking. Now, I'm sure Reacher was like kind of working, letting her do it, but she's strong. That could be tough when she turns on Reacher.
She's not gonna. And also, it is very, very exciting, the idea of him being loud having sex, though, just in general, like just the idea, because you don't hear her like, Reacher.
Yeah.
You
know, like, I'm trying to think of what he does, because
totally. But yeah,
so know, I'm a quiet man, but usually the guy is kind of
more quiet.
Like grunts.
Maybe like,
But guys grunt when they fuck, but Reacher screams, oh, you're giving Reacher a good blowjob.
Oh, yeah, Reacher's gonna come.
Well, don't worry, I'll come again 5 minutes.
So, and it's really funny that they were just fucking in like the room, like close enough for everyone to hear. But yeah, everyone heard. They all heard it. They all knew that they fucked. It wasn't a big deal to any of them, apparently. I guess they all kind of assumed it was going to happen. But basically, that guy comes in, the really bad guy, the security guy,
we showed the picture of.
Yeah.
From the casino, he comes in and says they found two other bodies, and one of them had the tattoo that identified it as a Roscoe. And basically, Reacher leaves and says, we're going to need to get more guns. And then, boom.
That's going
to
be good. I love it when they get more guns. There hasn't been a lot of gun killing, you know, because it's liberal New York. You can't.
Totally.
So, totally. But Reacher did almost, like, when that guy came to the door to tell him, like, there's nothing going on.
He pulled his gun.
He pulled his fucking gun. He was ready to kill the guy. And he should have, because it's going to come back to haunt him.
He should kill that guy. Yeah. He should. Yeah.
Doo-doo-doo. That is Reacher Roundtable. We got to talk about our MVPs.
MVP. Who's your MVP for this week?
I'm going to have to go with... I don't want to do this, but I'm going to say... The guy that what is the guy's name? I'll just go with the Roscoe. Really, he started finding this stuff out, but I was trying to think of the guy that they first started looking for, and now I can't remember his name. But yeah,
like a Roscoe, because he started this whole he may be dead now, but he sort of started this whole.
But he's dead because they cheated killing him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, well, yeah, for me, there's a lot of new characters introduced in this episode. Man. A lot of people to choose from. Dixon, very smart, very solid. Roscoe, I agree. You know, we don't get to see him in the episode so much, but he has a lot of residual effects on it. And Neely, you know, I'm Neely head. I love Neely. She's day one, will be there till the end. But I think just based on the amount of killings and everything that are done this week, I think I am going to have to say that my MVP for this week is Jack Reacher.
Yeah, and that's going to change probably later on. And that's probably going to change later on in a season when you find out, you finally face the facts that Dixon, O'Donnell, and Neely are going to turn on the fucking guy. He's gonna
O'Donnell. Yes. Neely and Dixon are going to be they're solid.
Okay. Let's do this before we get off here. What is your percentage thought that Neely's a bad guy?
Zero.
Mine is 90. So this is really gonna, I mean, what there is a 10% chance she's not.
If Neely turns on Reacher, it will absolutely destroy my world.
I know, but you gotta prepare for that, Chris. I like you, and I don't want you to feel bad, but I think when we get to the end of the season, Reacher ends up alone. And it is, I think, really the theme of the season with them saying, yeah, you know, you don't have a house, you're not alone, you don't go to the, that he's right is I think
can you play? Let's play out the rest of this clip.
Yes.
To end.
Yes. I think it's done though.
Should we trace the number?
This is a burner. Guy on the other end would be using a burner too.
Yeah.
Dealer tags are most likely ghost plates. Vin's been scratched off. Nothing to ID any of them. These guys are pros. Should have left one of them alive.
Yeah. They didn't give us much of a choice, did they?
Maybe not. Now we have nothing to go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that Reacher said that. It was just because I think Reacher killed all of them.
I know. She might have killed one of them.
Might have killed one of them, but I think Reacher killed all of them. He's like, we should have left one of them alive.
Even if she didn't kill them all, she beat a guy so badly that Reacher just had to come over and flick his nose and he was dead. But yeah, they killed all the guys. It's not their fault.
Yeah,
the guys, that one guy was shoot. One, first of all, I think the guy she killed. It was dark in the scene, but she's fighting with a guy, and then Lonnie or whatever that guy's name is,
Trevor
comes in there with his gun.
Yeah,
he starts shooting at her. She turns over and uses the guy as a human shield.
That's right. So Trevor actually killed that guy. Yeah,
yeah, and then Reacher killed Trevor, and with almost no problem. There's a little piece of that fight scene that I loved when Trevor pulls out his knife. Which, by the way, Trevor has a gun.
No. The first guy has the knife. Oh, see, that's the different fight. That's the fight where he gets stabbed. He gets cut across the stomach because that's how he ends up. Yeah, he has to cut clean himself up. That's why he has his shirt off, and then That's when they end up.
Something else that's sick about that scene is he smashes a brick on a guy's head.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's still alive.
Yeah.
Like, that is death. Like, I saw that. That happened in wrestling a long time ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. It literally, in Mexico, they're having this match, and this guy grabbed a cinder block and just threw it at the other guy's head. And yeah. His whole life is fucked up now. Like, he's like the one that threw it is like not allowed to work anymore. He went to jail for a while. And then the guy that got hit is just fucked up for life. So it's so funny that Reacher threw a brick at a guy's head, then kicked him off a building and landed on a bunch of bricks. And then the guy got up and still did some fighting.
Yep.
And it was also funny to see him come up, he was climbing stuff this time. We really learned that Reacher's a climber.
Mm-hmm.
This, which is cool, you know, that's a cool climb. But yeah, that was Reacher Roundtable and Lego talk. I'm gonna go downstairs and take a walk and then come home and play with my Legos. Bye, Chris.
Bye.